I was hospitalized on multiple occasions because I had respiratory issues. I had a respiratory condition called wheezing, and anything could trigger it. Pollen grains, pollution, or even dust. And within seconds, I would find it hard to breathe. I would make this shrill sound through my lungs because of my attempts to literally breathe.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Ever since we're children, we're told that we need a lot of oxygen to survive. We're told to breathe in deeply so that we can get enough oxygen. Oxygen has been touted as the life-giving gas that us earthlings cannot survive without. But is this entirely true, or is there more than meets the eye? On today's episode, we're going to explore this very interesting and profound topic. And by the end of this episode, you will actually understand in a very simple and easy manner how your breathing translates to more energy, deeper relaxation, a calmer mind, and better health. But before I continue, I request you to please hit the subscribe button on your phone, especially if you're on an iPhone, because that does something to the podcast algorithm that ensures that people who wouldn't normally see this episode actually come across it. So please hit the subscribe button right now. All right, so before we dive deeper, I think we need to take a few steps back and understand how energy is produced in the body from a scientific perspective. And this is really interesting. When you breathe in, you take in oxygen, which goes down your throat into your lungs and into your bloodstream. The oxygen then binds to the hemoglobin in your blood cells. Now, the oxygen is then transmitted into the mitochondria. And if you remember lessons from school, you would remember that it is the powerhouse of your cell. And through a chemical reaction, the oxygen burns with the glucose in the cell to form energy, carbon dioxide, and water vapor. And then when you breathe out, you exhale the carbon dioxide along with the water vapor. The energy is then transmitted to wherever it is needed in your body. Isn't that amazing? All of this happens between your inhale and exhale. Now, oxygen can be likened to fuel that burns to release energy. Too little fuel and you really can't start a fire. And what happens when there's too much fuel? Well, there could be a fire or literally an explosion. So what do you think happens when for some reason you inhale too much of oxygen? It can't be good for you, right? It turns out that it actually isn't. Just like when you expose iron to air for long periods of time, the oxygen in the atmosphere reacts with the iron through a process that is called oxidation to cause rust. In the same way, when you breathe in too much oxygen over a period of time, that can lead to oxidative damage in your body, in your tissues, in your muscles, in the form of inflammation and cell damage. Now, this can be tricky because on one side, I'm saying that we need oxygen to produce energy, but we're also saying that overexposure to oxygen can lead to inflammation and cellular damage. And the key to understanding this lies in a process called Bohr's effect. B-O-H-R, Bohr's effect. When you breathe in oxygen, the oxygen binds with your hemoglobin in your blood. And remember, the oxygen needs to get released from your hemoglobin and has to reach your mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of your cell, for the energy to be produced. So if there's a high level of oxygen, they remain bound to your hemoglobin, and over a period of time, this can cause tissue damage. And what happens is the free radicals actually start attacking your own system. This can lead to depression, low energy, fatigue, and immune disorders. Does this sound familiar? The solution to this challenge lies in somehow decreasing the level of oxygen, which leads to the hemoglobin releasing or ejecting the oxygen, which can then go to the powerhouse of your cell, the mitochondria, for energy production. And the unsung hero over here is carbon dioxide. In other words, for cellular health, optimum energy, you don't just need oxygen, but you also need carbon dioxide for your body to be able to produce energy. And just imagine the yin-yang symbol, right? All of you know the yin-yang, the importance of both darkness and light, good and bad, the ultimate symbol of duality. You need oxygen, but you also need carbon dioxide for surviving and thriving. Does that make sense? So the ultimate question that you might be asking is, how do we ensure that we have just the right amount of oxygen and carbon dioxide to optimize our human potential, to actualize our divine talents and gifts? The key lies in breathing correctly. You see, we aren't really taught how to breathe correctly in school. At least I wasn't. I actually have traumatic memories related to breathing because when I was a kid, I was hospitalized on multiple occasions because I had respiratory issues. I had a respiratory condition called wheezing, and anything could trigger it. Pollen grains, pollution, or even dust. And within seconds, I would find it hard to breathe. I would make this shrill sound through my lungs because of my attempts to literally breathe. And the more I tried, sometimes the more I would panic. I still remember having those nebulizer containers and sprays that would inject a chemical powder straight into my lungs to help me relax and to breathe once again. Thank God I don't have that issue these days, but I still remember the doctor one day talking to me and walking me through the process of breathing slowly, calmly, and diaphragmatically. It sure did help me. And I think deep down, that was one of the reasons that helped me come out of the situation or the challenge of wheezing that I had back in the day. The root cause, Action Tribe, is erratic breathing. Your body, especially your heart, does not like erratic, haphazard, incoherent breathing. When you are stressed and anxious, you tend to panic and you breathe rapidly. You overbreathe, which leads to hyperventilation. And as a result, you might have too much of oxygen and too little carbon dioxide in your blood. And guess what? The oxygen is not released from your blood because the Bohr's effect. Now, as a result, you might have too much of oxygen and too little carbon dioxide in your blood. And guess what? The oxygen isn't released from your blood promptly for energy production. So it leads to a downward spiral of you feeling stressed and tired and fatigued, and you may even black out. Now, if you're depressed, you're so worried about something that happened in the past that you might forget to breathe. Again, you might breathe erratically. You might breathe in for a few seconds and then stop and then breathe a little and then pause. Again, your body does not like erratic breathing. The solution then, and the purpose of yogic breathing, is to help you breathe consciously and diaphragmatically so that you can balance the level of oxygen and carbon dioxide in your body, which means more energy, more focus, less stress, cellular healing, cellular repair, and guess what? A longer life. In other words, the purpose of yoga or the purpose of yogic breathing, pranayama, is to take control of your breathing, because guess what? Your life is comprised of a series of inhales and exhales. And when you take control of your inhales and exhales, you literally can take control of your life. And according to research, you can live longer as well. So how do we get started? Well, there are many different ways and techniques of breathing that will influence your emotions, your thoughts, your state, and your sense of bliss. Functions like blood pressure, body temperature, pupil dilation, cellular repair, and stress response. All of these, we were told, are fully automatic and out of our conscious control. But what is the truth? The truth is that there are ways, Action Tribe. There are techniques, there are practices that you can use to control your physiology and influence how you feel. One such technique that you can try right now is called the 4x4 heart coherent breathing technique. I know it sounds complicated, but it's very simple. When you breathe this way, even for a few minutes, your heart reaches a state of coherence and it sends a signal all across your body to relax, to harmonize, and to calm down. It's beautiful how quickly this breathing works, but here's how to do it. You're going to breathe in through your nose. Remember that. Always, especially when you're doing breath work, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In for four counts, and then out for four counts. In for four counts, out for four counts, and there's going to be no pause in between your inhale and your exhale. And make sure that you're not doing this while driving, and make sure that if possible that you're by yourself and no one's going to disturb you. All right? So take a deep breath in. Two, three, four, out. Two, three, four, and in through the nose. Two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four. Fully in through the nose. Let it all out. In through the nose. Out. In once again. Two, three, four, and out. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Take it all in. Let it go. This is called the 4x4 breath technique. How does it feel? Do you feel a bit more relaxed? Do you feel a bit more calm? Do you feel a bit more centered? And you can practice this. The more you practice, the better you get at it. 4x4 technique. Four counts in through the nose, four counts out through the mouth. And no pause in between. Conscious, controlled, gentle breathing. Don't jerk yourself. Don't force yourself. Imagine that there's a wave of energy coming in, then going out. Incoming love, outgoing gratitude. Incoming white light, outgoing pink light. Right? So when you mix visualization, it really amplifies how you feel. Now, if this felt good, then imagine how it's going to feel with some beautiful, uplifting music, mixing it with a variety of other breathing techniques, doing some ecstatic dancing and shaking so that you can get warmed up before you begin your breathing, and breathing along with other people around the world live, including with me. And that's exactly what happens every Sunday morning on Zoom at about 8:30 Pacific. At least that's the time that we're meeting these days. But this experience is called our Yogic Healing Breathwork Circle. So if you love this technique and you're curious, you want to know more about how you can balance science with spirituality, and most importantly, balance yourself, calm your mind, calm your nervous system, repair yourself, relax yourself and let go of pain and ultimately work towards living longer. If you'd like to learn more, then make sure that you join our Facebook group, because that's where I make all the announcements and share updates about our weekly breathwork circles. Visit my7chakras.com/tribe. my7chakras.com/tribe. And if you just can't wait and would like to claim your breathwork pass for $11.11, then visit my7chakras.com/breathwork pass. That's my7chakras.com/breathwork pass. So at 11:11, you get to attend not one, but two 75-minute deep dive breathwork sessions with me on consecutive Sundays with me and with all the other members. And you'll get to see, you'll get to sense the difference that this practice, this breathing, this type of visualization is making in your life. But again, whenever you're ready, for now, tell me, what was your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Did you learn something new? Did you enjoy the 4x4 breathing technique? Did what I say make sense? And were you a bit surprised about the myth of oxygen? The fact that we not only need oxygen, but we also need carbon dioxide, that yin yang of life of oxygen and carbon dioxide, and most importantly, the importance of balance. So email me, aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. And let's chat, let's connect. Share your feedback, give me your opinion, share your thoughts. And in fact, if you're having a particular condition and you know you've tried different techniques and different practices, but for some reason you're not able to experience a shift, let me know what your condition is. I will honestly tell you whether or not I feel this can help. And if it's something new that I've not heard before, I'll do the research because I'm connected with many other breathwork instructors around the world. So I can connect with one of them and see, hey, you know what? Have you experienced this particular challenge with your clients and with your members? And I will find the solution. All right. But it was great connecting as always. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.